This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've got a couple of options if you hear something on this program that you like, or that you hate, for that matter. You could email us. You could hit us up on Twitter at MarketplaceAPM, or you could go to our website, marketplace.org, and leave a comment. But there's the rub, because comment sections on journalism sites can be painful, often hijacked by trolls who knock down pretty much everything they read. And that, in part, helps explain why Popular Science has shut down its comment section. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill reports.
Hey, all you internet trolls, I know you aren't much for nuance and subtlety, so let me speak slowly and in words you might understand. People who care about civilization hate you. Your predictable, boring diatribes are ruining the internet for the rest of us. Get a job. All right, I'm done. Retha Hill is a professor at Arizona State University's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Commenting has gotten really out of control with a lot of nasty comments, with arguments, with everything going to political.
It doesn't matter what the story is, she says. It can be anything and can get ugly.
People really go after each other in a way that discourages really good, thoughtful conversation.
Popular Science, for its part, has had enough anti-science bashers and political railing. It's closing its comment section down. Suzanne Labar is Popular Science's online content director.
This research came out a few months ago that showed that how people perceive science is actually shaped in part by comment sections.
And that, she says,
was all the motivation that we needed to just finally end it.
Labar says they want to be a safe place for science, a place where people can form smart opinions so policymakers can form smart opinions and help the right things get funded. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.